third year returning for the program. This is going to be your maybe one of your more challenging ones. Just a lot of youth on this year's team, but at the same time, kind of got to be a little bit exciting.
It is exciting. I'm glad that we've made it 3 years. I'd like to see the program, you know, grow, but when you have girls that say they're interested and then decide not to come out, it makes it hard. And golf is a hard sport to get people interested in anyways, because it is individual and it is a lot tougher than people think it is.
I know you'd like to have a lot more. You'd maybe like to have two full teams maybe, but to have three girls out here right now, and does that give you an opportunity to maybe better work with them a little bit closer and more one-on-one?
Yes, it really does. In the past 2 years, with having 6 to 7 girls, you know, I wasn't able to really keep an eye on all of them, with especially during tournaments, with being able to stay with them and help them throughout the round. And this year I'll be able to at least stay with them a couple holes each time, and then see them more often and really help them improve their game as we go.
Well, another thing too that you'll be able to build upon, maybe not this year but down the road, you had a state qualifier last year. I guess kind of go through what that's been like for the program to have a state qualifier in its return.
That was awesome. I was really excited to have Lizzie go to state. I mean, that was a huge feat to accomplish. I mean, I had been playing the sport for a long time before I had gotten to high school, and I didn't make it to state until my junior and senior year. And for her to be able to go to state after only 2 years of playing, well, really one full year and then a second, you know, season, was just a tremendous feat to be able to be done. And I think it does a lot for the program, because we can say, you know, after a couple of years, we've been able to take someone to state.
What's some maybe goals or expectations that you see from your players this year?
I would just say goals. Well, my number one goal for any sport is to always have fun, and for girls to just remember it is a game, and it's not going to make or break their life if they, you know, don't do their best. And I always tell them, a bad day on the course is always better than a good day at school. But to see them improve and to be proud of what they've accomplished this season, especially for those who are just starting out and those who are trying to better their game.
How nice is it to have a full schedule for the first time?
It's really nice. We're going to be really busy, but I'm really excited about that fact that we're going to have a busy schedule, just because it's going to get them a lot of experience this year, especially for my two freshmen. Considering they'll have 3 more years in front of them, they'll know what it's like to be out there all the time and to have that under their belt.